Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. I am chatting with the Vice President of Exploration, Greg Smith. Now, Nucor Gold is focused at the Enchi Gold property in Ghana. The company has a resource standing at about 1.4 million ounces of gold, and also a 90,000 meter drill program, which is continuing. We're going to be following up on a news release that came out earlier this week, April 20th. It's drilling from this new Tokosea area. Now, this was a discovery that was announced early last month in March. The company is continuing to expand and confirm this new discovery. Headline numbers being 1.8 gram per ton gold over 27 meters, 1.67 grams per ton gold over 17 meters. Greg, let's get a little bit more information on this Tokosea discovery. I chatted with Luke about this early on in March, but now that you're expanding on it, what does it look like now? What's the footprint of mineralization you guys have found already at Tokosea?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on, Corey. We're really excited about Tokosea. It's it's a really large kilometer scale anomaly on surface in terms of all of the prep work that we did, the soils and the trenches. It's outlined a zone about 6 kilometers by two and a half kilometers, and the results that we announced this week have now sort of stretched the drill tested portion of the main structure there to about 4 kilometers, still with some pretty big spacings between the holes. So we got a little bit more work to do there, but we were really pleased with the continuity that we saw in these results. You mentioned a couple of the headline holes, and those were following up on some results that we did release last month, which again included some, you know, good results at 9 meters at 3.5 grams, and you've mentioned up to 27 meters. So this is a bit of a microcosm for us in terms of where we see the potential for the whole property, where we're seeing three things that we really like. We're seeing obviously some nice widths and grades, this 27 meters of 1.8. We're seeing multiple structures essentially in all of these holes. Within that same hole, we've got other zones that are up to 19 meters wide at 0.5 gram. And now that we've started filling it in a little bit, testing the continuity, we're seeing a central portion of this, probably about 1 kilometer long, where all of those sort of highlighted holes are coming out. So seeing some consistency now that we've done this the second set of results.
So Greg, you mentioned that the drill spacing or step out distance of these holes has been long. Take us through approximately how wide these step outs have been. And also the fact that you're not going down very deep. The average vertical depth of this initial drilling is only about 75 meters. So balance that out for us in terms of spacing and then the depth component.
Yeah, so for example, in that first news release, the highlight hole there was essentially one cross section that didn't have any other drilling for 1 kilometer north and south of it. So some of these results that we've now released are again 200 meter step outs from that section, we're starting to see now the continuity on the main structure with some of these better grades. We're also starting to see continuity of these additional structures that exist within the hanging wall. So our drilling is now close based enough that we can start to connect the dots, if you will, and that certainly will help us for the ongoing drilling. The rig is still at Tokosea. We're still extending this area along strike. Again, we've got a few of these gap zones to fill in yet on the main structure. And then we'll start to put in some ever so slightly deeper holes, testing the down dip continuity of these better results.
How quickly could you move this Tokosea area into a resource? Because I know the company is planning on updating that 1.4 million ounce resource here.
Yeah, it does get back to continuity at that point. So these are still gold systems. So we see some changes in the widths and the grades of these structures. But we've got 56 holes into it now. Again, we're doing some additional drilling. So we're getting to the point, I think, where if the dots connect correctly that, yeah, this is certainly something that we'll look at. It might need some additional drilling, but it's getting close.
Now, just remind everybody where Tocaseya sits on this Enchi Gold property compared to some of the other more well-defined areas, the ones in the resource.
Yeah, so generally speaking, and this is obviously great news, Tocaseya is pretty centrally located to our project. So it's in the south central portion of the 216 square kilometers that we have. And it is to the north of our largest resource. So it's about 2 kilometers north and ever so slightly east of the Siyum deposit, which is over half of our 1.4 million ounces. So Siyum, 725,000 ounces. Those are in-pit ounces, relatively close to surface, largely oxidized. So it's not, I wouldn't say quite the continuity of it. It's displaced a little bit. So again, this sort of sub-parallel theme that we talk a lot about. There are multiple structures, these splays coming off the more regional Bibiani Shear that cross-cut our property from north to south. So I think we're probably looking at a sub-parallel structure to Siyum. But generally speaking, you know, within the same area and certainly, you know, just a couple of kilometers away. So Siyum being our largest deposit, our PEA had the infrastructure located next to that deposit. And in this particular case, again, this one is definitely close to that.
So I'm hearing a lot about these sub-parallel structures, and I understand that a lot of the defined areas which are in the resource get drilled through a couple sub-parallel structures. Same thing, it sounds like, that you're hitting at this Tocaseya area. Is the mineralogy similar than what you're seeing at Tocaseya compared to these other deposit zones?
Yeah, certainly in general. These are structurally controlled deposits coming off of the splays, coming off of the big regional Bibiani Shear Zone. So the main control to the mineralization is certainly similar between the deposits we have on the project. There are some local differences. In the case of Siyum, there's a large intrusive body there, which gives us a sort of wide, multiple structured, fractured area with you know, wide zones of mineralization. We haven't seen in the areas that we've tested here at Tocaseya as much of that intrusive mineralization, rocks. But again, we've really just scratched the surface here. So so in general, I'd say there's some definite similarities, but again, there's some uniqueness to each of the areas within our resource.
So Greg, let's take a step back then, because this is a new discovery that actually goes alongside two other new discoveries that have been made on this Enchi Gold project, I believe all during this current 90,000 meter drill program. This drill program has had a couple strategies around it. It is to grow ounces, but it's also to make these new discoveries. Just remind everybody about these three new discoveries then. We've already covered Tocaseya. What of these other discoveries can you tell us about how it's moving this drill program forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly enough, they're both, you know, within that greater Siyum area. So, you know, and that's not to be unexpected. You know, Siyum is our largest resource. There's still lots of targets in and around it. And the other two being Siyum South, which is a very large, again, surface golden soil anomaly. In this case, we did an extensive 3.5 kilometer trenching program over the last sort of year and a half. And then we did the first pass drilling there, which we announced last month. And even more so to Tocaseya, there's some really wide space drilling there. Again, had some good intercepts. You know, we were looking at almost a gram, 0.95 over 15 meters, 0.5 over 24. So these large sort of half a gram to a gram intercepts over, you know, dozens of meters of widths. And that's what we like to see within the oxides. So that's an interesting area where we do need to do some follow-up drilling before we can really connect the dots there. So we decided to go back to Tocaseya, say, instead of Siyum South. That doesn't mean we won't go back to Siyum South, but you always have to prioritize these decisions. And then the other area was actually an extended, in the Siyum extension area, which is the southern part of the deposit. It was a real parallel structure that was 200 meters to the east of where the deposit is. Again, we had some anomalies there previously, put some drill holes in there, and then got some really good, even some higher grade results, about 5.5 grams close to surface there. So, yeah, the fact that we can find all of these areas, and, you know, we talk about these as being adjacent to Siyum, but again, in the case of Tokaseya, we're 2.5 kilometers away. We're about 3 kilometers away at Siyum South. Again, hundreds of meters for this parallel structure we did at the Siyum extension. So we say they're adjacent, but these are our big systems, and we continue to talk about kilometer scale discoveries. So it's very exciting.
So big picture then, Greg, what should investors be watching out for as undoubtedly more drill results come out? But in terms of the big picture, growing the company with assets in the ground, growing those assets in the ground, where are the catalysts going to come from?
Yeah, the strategy, I think, will continue to be, as we've talked about, this sort of multi-pronged exploration approach, the pyramid strategy, where we've got lots of low-hanging fruit in the resource areas. We'll continue to do some additional drilling there. We've got some targeted drilling that we'll be doing on the southern end of the Boyne deposit here upcoming. We absolutely will continue to go back and follow up on the good results that we've been able to generate. Right now, we're focusing on Tokaseya, and we're also in the field. We're doing some trenching programs, some geology programs, looking at other targets, basically getting them into the position where Tokaseya was a couple of months ago before we put the first drill hole into it, and we look to make some new discoveries in these other areas. So basically that three-pronged approach is really how we see ourselves going from what we think is a real high-quality 1.4 million ounces now to unlocking the potential here, which we really think is multi-million ounce.
All right, Greg, I appreciate this update and congratulations on continuing to grow this Tokaseya discovery. It's still very early days for all three of these discoveries, but so far, this 90,000-meter drill program already made some discoveries and already has been extending mineralization at known areas. So good to see, Greg, and thank you for providing some more information on that. If anybody has any more questions for Greg or the team over at Nucor Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Greg, thank you again for your time, and keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, Corey. I will.